River City Podcast Federation.
Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Brandy.
Thank you, everybody. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to What's More Metal, where two aging burnout heshers decide what the most metal things in the universe are.
If you don't know anything about metal, you don't need to, because we almost mentioned zero music at all.
Yeah, we've been trying to tweet about it, and then we were like, eh, like we just didn't do that. Like we... Like I started tweeting about songs, and then after a little while, I was like, "This is hard. I'm not doing that
My
anymore.
Thumbs hurt. Fuck this.
Fuck. I got a job, and now I'm like, fucking no."
So, what we do in this podcast is we pick a topic, and then we decide what the most horrific or brutal or extreme version of that thing is in history, and then we vote on it.
Yeah.
Basically.
We argue, and then you vote.
Yes.
If you want.
Yes. And you might as well, because you're trapped here forever in the snow.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's really metal that you even fucking came here through Bimble Winter outside.
Yes.
Fenris ate the sun, so now we're all fucked. By the way, most metal afterlife is, in fact, Valhalla.
There
That's
you go.
For sure.
That's for sure.
That's 100%.
I was going to say... This is the most metal podcast because we will have to eat each other to survive the nights.
It's going to be some Cannibal Corpse action
later. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay, we did mention one band that we fucked up already.
There we go. We did it.
Sorry.
We fulfilled our contractual obligations. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Tonight's we chose, because the Winter Olympics are going on, most metal accident at the Olympics.
Yeah. I only did Winter Olympics. Did you go all of the Olympics?
I did. I went all of the Olympics throughout history.
Because when I looked it up, I was really bummed it wasn't the Summer Olympics. Because it turns out lifting lots of weight can cause lots of damage to a human body.
Yeah.
Fuck that up. Like there's some...
That's why I've never done it once.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason.
Afraid of those horrific injuries.
I blew my shoulder out just lifting a fork to my mouth just a little bit ago.
He popped a lung taking a nap.
That is very true, actually. That one's not fiction. That's okay.
That's 100% real. Also, you did pop your lung doing a sidekick once.
I know. I was just doing elbow strikes on a heavy bag, and I got through three of them before my body gave out in an almost lethal way.
Well, in all fairness, my heart almost killed me while I was taking a nap.
That's
so
true.
We're not exactly durable. That's what I'm saying.
We're held together by rage and bitterness.
The main ingredients of a good metal band. Hatred, and that's pretty much it.
Dan Weber is all cigarette tar and old pubes.
As my friend Adam Posse put it, I'm a cobweb elemental. That's what I mean. And Noriko is a balsa wood terminator.
Yes, that's true. Who he is. You call me like a human Jenga game?
Yeah. Pull out the wrong bone, he just falls apart.
That's true. Just please don't pull out my bones. I can't take it.
So, in order to decide who gets to go first in this argument of the ages, as always, we are going to roll 20-sided dice to see who gets to score the critical hit.
Mm-hmm.
Noriko earlier was like, "I forgot my dice. Did you bring any?" And I was like, "Have we ever met?" Of course I have dice in my bag at all times.
He had a 20 sack of dice in his fucking bag.
Honestly, like, this is a legit thing. I smuggled mushrooms through customs once in a bag of D&D dice. From Canada to the United States. They looked in the bag and just were like, fuck it, and then kept going.
Yeah, like, I'm not looking through there. I might catch nerd.
So,
all right, here we go. 13. That's your first game.
Son of a bitch.
Your first game. You've never played it before, apparently. You're zero.
I got 6.
All right.
You go first.
I guess I cheated when you didn't specify, but so I went all Olympics, and I'm gonna go the most medal Olympic accident happened in Hungary. It was a Hungarian athlete, Janos Baranian, and he I think it was 2006. He was doing squat lifts, you know, whatever you call that, the lifty weights thing. He was doing that, and he was lifting 326 pounds over his head, and he made the fatal mistake of using a human body to do it, and his elbow just pops. Basically, his arm just instantly turns into like just a big piece of manicotti, and it just folds up, and then the whole bar drops on his head, and it's no, he lives or something probably, but like,
but it's unfortunate.
Look, let me laugh at a guy who would kill me with his fucking hands. All right, let me just. Can I get the one thing?
How much weight was he lifting?
It was 326 pounds.
Fucking what? That's
yeah.
All?
Yeah.
Like, what's he doing? He lifted it over his head?
But
or
it was, it's like from down here, and then you gotta throw it like over your head.
Oh, so it's the clean and jerk, which
yeah, yeah.
is my favorite. just by name. Like,
yeah.
Clean and jerk is pretty dope. Now that you jerk and clean, typically.
Yes.
It's missed.
No,
it's
I do
backwards.
Not.
No wonder he injured himself. It was all covered in jizz when he tried to lift it over his head. Clean off the bar, jerk off on it. Big mistake.
I just sent it to my mom. I was like, see, mom, this is why I don't do this lifting weights thing.
Honestly, I did dislocate my shoulder in high school, freshman year, doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was not 325 pounds. It was more like 25 pounds. Yeah, but I had a trick shoulder.
It was just a Dungeon Master's guide?
Yeah. Like, I tried to lift my bag of dice over my head, and it shattered my spine. All right. So that your
that was mine, yes.
Hungarian elbow destruction? All right.
Which is we mentioned another band. Damn it!
Yeah.
What if we do that?
A very what a fine band they are.
Hungarian elbow destruction.
Let's see if I
it
can
could
find.
Be, okay. It could be a wrestling team also. Yeah. Like, the Hungarian elbow destruction.
A wrestling move. The Hungarian elbow destruction.
Yeah.
That was who's that fucking? Who's the piece? Anyway, I don't know shit about wrestling. There's the one guy that would elbow people, and he called it the People's Elbow.
That was The Rock.
The Rock?
Yes.
How do I...
The most famous wrestler of all time.
Yeah, you know. You know that obscure guy, The Rock? The guy who's made $1 billion easily in films? You know that guy that nobody's ever heard of? The
Who's
Rock?
That wrestler that's in a movie right this very second?
It was pretty much at all times.
God damn.
I mean, has there been a time when The Rock didn't have a movie out in the last 10 fucking years? Like, there's always he's always got something coming out.
Oh, shit.
All right.
The Rock.
The Rock. I was actually not thinking of him, though. I was thinking of a white guy. He was like another.
But the People's Elbow was The Rock.
Yeah, I had the wrong.
Quit stalling.
Too.
You're googling it right
stalling.
Now.
I'm not googling. I'm just like, all right. So in the 2010 Olympics, tragedy struck the luge. Yeah, right. You already know it's
the
bad.
Safest of sports.
The safest of sports. Honestly, the luge is like. The skeleton for pussies, right? Because the skeleton is like head first and luge is feet first.
Yeah.
Like the skeleton is the one where I'm like, you are fucking crazy. You're going 90 miles an hour head first on a fucking toboggan. Goddamn lunatic.
I love that they call it the skeleton too.
Yeah.
They called it the frozen corpse before, but now it's...
We call it the skeleton because that's where you're going to break when you fucking crash. Head first, just down an ice slide. So in 2010, in the Olympic Games in Vancouver, Georgian luge athlete Nodar, and I cannot possibly pronounce his last name, crashed during a high-speed training run, dying at the hospital hours before the ceremony. And what happened was the Vancouver Olympic Committee decided the best place to put a bunch of metal pillars would be like right after a turn and right before a turn. So he got out of a turn too high on the wall, slid off of it, and then just fucking pachinko'd his way down this row of fucking pillars. Just clip, 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 and then didn't live.
He was posthumously given a bronze.
Yeah, he was going 88 miles an hour when his human body slapped into 8 different metal pillars.
His soul went back in time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Marty! We gotta go back in time and convince me not to ever do the luge. This was fucking stupid. What was I thinking? God damn it, Marty.
We gotta convince my parents to get stronger skulls.
Dude, okay. There's no fucking skull is gonna keep you alive during that. Like 88 miles an hour? Dude, that's when you get friction burns on ice. You know what I mean? Like when they crash, they get fucking friction burns on wet ice. That's not...
That's hot.
That's hot. That's fucking hot. We're all very enthused.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. I have a backup. So this is another thing we do is we'll have a backup one, just like another. Shit. Okay, this isn't going to be... It's not really an accident as much as it is just sort of a miscalculation. But in the 1900 Olympics... it was the first and only time they used live birds during the clay pigeon shootings. And they killed 300 pigeons in an afternoon. The gold medalist, what the hell is his name? Leon Deludon shot 21 birds by himself. They said they didn't do it because it got a little messy on the field. You see, it was... hard to find the one you just shot in the sea of dead birds that were there, you see? I just love the idea, like, why are we using these clay things? Where we got birds, and then...
they're sky rats.
And apparently, there was just... Yeah, so that was the one and only year they ever used real live pigeons. So just kind of a miscalculation and a lot of... So that was the 1900 Olympics.
That's fucking dope. Does anybody here... I'm probably the only one in here that knows about this show. That's incredible. Does anybody else know what I'm talking about?
I do.
You do? So at one point they had this guy who he was like, you know what, that clay pigeon shooting shit, that's for pussies. Instead, what I want you to do is shoot the clay pigeon right at me, and then I'll shoot it with a shotgun, and I'll get closer and closer and see how close I can get. Right? And they do this live. They do That's Incredible
live.
Yeah,
they try to break records and stuff. Yeah.
So he's doing it, and he's shooting them, and he's doing pretty good. He's got a good rhythm, and then he missed one, and it just fucking took his ass out. Like, the clay pigeon hit him straight in the face.
Oh,
I laughed a lot. I was like 8.
Bring
like,
back live TV, for the love of God.
Dude, so many people got horrifically injured on That's Incredible.
Oh, man.
One guy thought he could stop a .22 bullet with his pec muscle. spoiler alert, he was wrong.
Well, he technically did stop it. It didn't go past him.
No, I mean, it went through his... bulletproof skin and then ricocheted off of one of his ribs and came out.
Take that, bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
There was a dude who, there was a fucking 7 foot tall yoga master who folded himself up into a 2x2x2 plexiglass cube and they dunked that in water and left him there for an hour.
And he turned into tea.
That's Jeerling tea. Yeah,
just a big pot of chai tea. Yeah, it's like,
yogi,
wow,
yogi
that's how
tea.
You make that.
Chai.
Yogi tea.
Yogi tea. Yogi chai tea. A little coffee aftertaste to it.
Anyway, we're going to remember that recipe later when we're all starving to death in this frozen bar.
Skinniest one of you is going to make tea for the rest of us.
All right, I'm in. Okay, that's me.
Yeah, that would be Noriko.
We're
going to have some frail tea.
Yeah. All right.
Boom. My backup is actually this guy who went on to win a couple more gold medals. At one point, he's doing like the giant slalom. And he was known for being super aggressive. His name is Herman Mayer or whatever.
Okay.
It's like 2014. And there's a picture, like, because he's famous, so they're taking mad pictures of him as he's going down. There's one picture of him, like, upside down with both of his, like, poles kind of out and this look on his face, like, oh, shit. And his fucking, his skis are in the air and he just ate shit at, like, 75 miles an hour. That was pretty metal. I mean, he didn't die.
Yeah.
So.
Next time.
Fuck. Right? You know what I tried to find? Because my favorite one is the ski jump.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought there was a famous British ski jumper, Eddie the Eagle. And the only reason he got into the Olympics because there were no other British ski jumpers. So they were like, fuck it, you're in. Like, you qualify, Eddie. And so he, like, but he didn't wreck. I always remembered him eating shit. And they were like, you can't do this anymore, but he didn't die, which is really sad for me personally. I mean, it was good for his family, although he went on to sing a lot of Christian songs later, so let's pour one out for Eddie the Eagle. I guess normally we do this in a vacuum, so we have no idea who did well.
We can vote, actually.
You can vote. You can decide which one of us was correct. Is it Georgian Luge Pachenko or...
Hungarian Death Elbow. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Let's do a round of applause. So,
Luge Pachenko.
Luge Pachenko, everybody. It's good. It's good. Hungarian Death Elbow. Fuck yourselves!
You know, dude, there was
See it on YouTube. It's
really I'm sure it's fucking gross.
It's super gross.
But nobody died.
Yeah, you're
really,
right.
That's kind of
right.
That's usually the limiting factor.
You got to find one where the elbow goes into their temple or something after they leave. Okay.
Or the bar comes down on his head.
I see. This crowd wants blood for real. Okay, next time. So, yeah, another thing we wanted to do, we do a little lightning round thing. Is that what you wanted to go do next?
Yeah.
We call it the Ride the Lightning Round. And, again, that's a metal reference, so I'm sorry. So what we like to do is we usually just have producer Randy, like, just pull out one of our references. But since we have, a crowd here, and I use that in the thinnest way possible.
Listen, don't let him insult you. I'm fucking really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here, for real.
This goddamn bullshit weather we're having.
I look forward to tasting each and every one of you. Again, we're going to be stuck here a long time. But if anybody's got, like, just any topic, we've literally done, like, 70s horror films, fruit. We've, like, done anything. So if you have, like, any kind of topic you want to know, what just out of the holster for us without any research, and trust me, the research is real light anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bus ride's worth of fucking research in each of these podcasts. If anybody's got a topic of any kind, we'll see what we got. 90
sitcoms.
90 sitcoms? Alright, I heard him first. That's most metal 90 sitcom. Let's roll for
it. We gotta roll to see which one of us unfortunately has to go first.
Come on. Fuck you, 18. God damn it. Okay.
I'll go first because
I want to. 90s sitcoms. Most metal 90s. Fuck. Was My Two Dads fucking. Because that girl's mom died, and then she had, like, two dudes, and she was like, no, paternity test. Both of you. To raise my daughter. Right? That's how that went, right? Anyway, most metal 90s sitcom. Oh, I'm gonna go Home Improvement because all right, here's why. A couple reasons. First, there's just a disembodied head that lives next door. That's fucking creepy as fuck. It's just a beholder with a hat. Just floating by, giving timeless wisdom. Through the fence. It might be Garrison Keillor. I don't know.
Can you believe that motherfucker got busted for sexually harassing?
Yes. Have you seen his fish face? Jesus Christ. There's nothing that dude's ever done with consent, and I mean his show. Jesus Christ.
What, you don't like Lake Wobegon or whatever the fuck?
No. Me screaming no at my radio is all that's ever happened with that. No! No! Oh my God, he looks like he has a ring and some riddles for you. Like, that guy is hideous. He's hideous. If you said, look, we found this guy living in a cave his whole life, you're like, yep, that's what that looks like.
Garrison Keillor.
Jesus. Yeah, just eating fish with his bare hands.
Precious.
Guys.
Fucking column.
It looks like the skin started growing over his eyes, and then they cut him out again. They're like, no, you need those, Garrison. He's not.
You gotta see all the people you're boring to death in the audience.
In the movie, Michael Myers in Halloween, it looks like they just spray painted Garrison Keillor's face white and let him go. Go chase these people with a knife. He looks horrendous. Anyway.
So you go with Home Improvement?
I'm going Home Improvement. I'm not even done. Then remember their youngest brother went all goth and shit like in the later seasons? Do you remember that? Yeah. What? I don't know why it's metal, but it made me laugh every time. Just seems like, I'm creepy. And he'd walk through and like, you're gross. You're just all pasty and I don't know. Just a tiny, you know. He's like looking up on the internet how to remove one of his ribs and shit. He's a creepy kid. So, power tools. I don't know. Yes. I'm going Home Improvement. It's most metal. Just right out of the holster.
Oh, God.
God, Garrison Keillor.
I legitimately, and this isn't like, because I'm fucking better or whatever. I just didn't really watch a lot of TV in the 90s. So I'm like, I don't really fucking have, I don't know, like, I don't know very many sitcoms. So I'm trying to think, like, was this fucking in the, I don't even remember which one they're in the 90s or not. It was Frasier in the 90s?
Yeah.
Frasier? I can't go with it, but I mean, good information.
He does seem like a Hannibal Lecter that hasn't been caught, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey Grammer's a fucking shit heap. And that piece of shit Niles chasing after his fucking maid for whatever, like 10 god fucking pussy vulture piece of shit. Gross ass.
Pussy vulture's a term.
Fuck that sitcom.
For when somebody just circles you forever waiting for you to break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, are you sad enough? No. Okay.
Oh, you real can cry gross. On my shoulder. Man.
I bought bubble bath and wine, and I'll just stay over here on the couch or whatever. He's like, you're gross. You're gross.
Yeah. Text me if you need anything.
Yeah.
All right. So that not Frasier.
Not Frasier.
Was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Was that?
That's 90s. That's 90s, right?
Was that 90s? I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Because it was a guy escaping a hellscape to go to another hellscape. But he didn't know. Totally different kind of hellscape. Like,
yeah.
He escaped from Philly. Is that Philly? Is that where he's from? And then he
go through the song in your head.
I literally can't. Okay. I don't. I
good, because it's the first line of the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should definitely mock me for not knowing enough about bullshit sitcom. Oh, you don't know the sitcom fucking theme song? Loser. I think you got it backwards. The fact I don't know it means that I'm better than you.
Sure, man.
whatever helps me sleep at night, I suppose. No, I also think of it. Let's see. Well, they were rich. It was like a rich black family in Bel Air, and that's pretty fucking metal because it made all the neighbors uncomfortable. Had to, right? Like, there's no way. I don't think they had that episode where the neighbors come over and be like, can you keep it down, even though they've never made noise? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did they have that episode, I'm assuming? Did they ever show him in high school? The Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. More information. Either that or Saved by the Bell, because Screech was in it, and now he calls himself Dustin Diamond, and he made a porn. So
He wasn't in that. That was Saved by the Bell. Oh, you were saying or Saved by the Bell.
Or Saved by the Bell. Yeah. And that was the 90s, right?
Yes.
Was that
yes.
the 2000s? No, that was 90s.
That was 90s. You're good. Go solid.
Either way.
I was going to say, I will say about Fresh Prince, I think I have seen some drunk dudes doing the Carlton dance in the mosh pit before. Like, you know, just before getting creamed by a fat skinhead. You're just like, oh, shit.
Right?
So
I definitely do not have a backup for this one. No, I fucking listed the two 90s sitcoms I even know about.
Yeah, yeah.
The three.
California Dreams, because they had a band. don't, yeah, that's, that shows. God damn. Yeah, that was it. I always thought it'd be cool to do a parody of like California, like, or Saved by the Bell, and you could just call it California High School, because that's basically the whole plot. Of the California High, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I was in surf class too long, or whatever. It's all stupid. Dumb.
Seinfeld.
Ooh, yeah. Didn't they kill a guy once?
I thought about it, but there's literally nothing metal about Seinfeld.
Yeah, there was a soup Nazi. Well,
the soup Nazi's metal? Is that what happened?
They did fight the Nazi.
They didn't punch him in the face like they should have. Yeah, dunked his head in some of his boiling ass soup. Made soup out of the soup Nazi.
Wasn't there an episode where, Newman was going to eat Kramer? That's pretty fucking metal, right? Like, he got covered in paprika and he looked delicious. Anyway.
There was the one episode where Kramer called himself the Ass Man.
This episode of People's Wet Lips Smacking in Between Words on NPR is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly mystery crate that delivers the best in geek and gaming gear, from collectibles, apparel, tech gadgets, hentai, art, and epic gear. It's like Comic-Con in a box. Go to lootcrate.com and get a 10% discount on your order. Just go to www.trylootcrate.com/WMM. WMM. I meant to say it like that. Look, how do you sound? You're getting a fucking loot crate. Like you got the fucking silky voice, huh? You're a nerd like me too, and your voice does that. You know it does. That probably just does. It doesn't mean I have an erection. If that's what you're, this is what my voice does. Anyway, go to www.trylootcrate.com/WMM. If that's for what's more metal, to get your loot crate rolling, get all kinds. They have really great stuff. Just get it. Thank you.
We've seen it all before, so let's reload on a very special episode.
From the very different strokes of child molestation to B. Arthur's abortion, please join us, Pop Culture Slop Vulture, at a very special episode, podcast.com, and also the River City Podcast Federation, for a very special good time.
On a very special episode.
Do we have another topic?
Sex position.
Most metal sex position. Again, I'm going to be a little out of the loop on this one, but let's see. Oh, Dan Weber goes first.
Son of a bitch.
18 to 6.
All right, most metal sex position.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
shit, I know one. I don't know what it's called, but I fucking know one.
I don't know what it's called, but it's pretty damn good. I'm gonna have to go with 69. I think that's metal as shit.
Okay.
It's like everybody's getting some right off the top. It requires a lot of coordination and while also distracted, that's pretty good. And you can either eat pussy or ass if you feel like it, if you're a dude. Like there's a lot of choices.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices.
You got a lot of a lot of things to do with your hands and your fingers. I like it. There's like a couple things.
There's only a couple of things.
Listen, Aziz. Anyway, if we learn anything from Aziz, putting your finger in a woman's mouth, also hot.
You're gonna Aziz somebody that. In the.
If you're gonna Aziz somebody,
I want that to be the term forever. For yeah. some, I don't know. Okay, nope, we lost
throat,
everybody.
Fucking somebody with your fingers is called an Aziz. Now.
You're fucking Aziz somebody.
Much like fucking yourself in the dick hole with a metal rod and then shattering it. It's called unicorning.
If that's unicorning. That, we invented that.
We invented that.
Or the slide whistle.
Or the slide whistle if you don't break the rod.
Okay. I'm mad that you had to laugh at the whistling sound. Do you know what I mean? I felt like a 50s comic. Or whatever. Okay.
So yeah, 69. That's my
I'm going to go with one. It doesn't have a name as far as I know because I've only ever seen it once. But there was this porn with this incredibly buff lady and this really skinny dude. And the lady picked the guy up and started bench pressing him and sucking his dick at the same time. And that was so fucking hot and metal as fuck. I'm guessing it's called the Valhalla if I had to choose a name. It's the clean and jerk. Is it the clean and jerk? Is that what it is?
It's the jerk and clean. That's what that was.
Local comic James Barella, Jelly Beans, sent that to me just out of the blue into my phone. He just texted me that randomly one day. Here, you need this. And I go, you're right. You're absolutely right. Just, yeah. The She-Hulk. Yeah. Can it be the She-Hulk?
Yeah, let's call it the She-Hulk.
That's I don't know. Cool. I like the Valhalla because it's just a Viking funeral for your dick. It's so good. Do you have a backup, Dan Weber?
Do I have a backup? Well,
most metal.
Most metal. I don't, like, once again, like, I don't even know if this is necessarily a position or not, but the fucking, when they're chained to a cross and beaten with a whip, that's pretty hot, right? Like, pretty fucking metal. I don't know. That's like, I don't know if that's a, if it's like, I mean, that's like reverse missionary or whatever, right? Like you chain them to a cross facing away from you, and then you beat them with a cat of nine tails. It's called the Jesus Christ. That's what that one's called. So yeah, that's my backup for most metal sex position. Whip beating.
Oh, the antipriest, of course. That's a great...
Right? The antipriest.
I don't know. Anytime you let the guy in the leather suit out of the box is pretty metal. Anything to do with saddles and buggies is pretty fucking...
It's true.
My God. Most metal sexual position. Anytime you... Geez, is there an opposite to cutting a hole in a sheet and fucking through it? Like, is there like a Mormon version?
Where you just take a little chunk of sheet and put it over your mouth and then fuck the person recklessly. I can do whatever I want.
The ghost costume?
It's called ghosting. It's where you put a little tiny piece of fucking cloth over your mouth.
Oh, shit.
And then fuck without a condom. Totally reasonable.
Yeah, that works. That works pretty good. Do we have one more?
The opposite cereal. Of that.
Most metal cereal. Right. Oh, roll. We're going to roll for it.
Oh, we got to roll to see who goes first.
18. Damn it. It's funny when you do the roll because it gets... When you do the lightning round, like it's not what you think anymore. You're like fucking low, roll. Okay.
Don't want to win.
Most metal cereal. Captain Crunch fucks your mouth with a fucking barbed wire dick, which is pretty.
It's true.
Goddamn metal. I mean, it's so delicious. You keep coming back. Like it's like. He's got villains on his box, you know, like he was fighting the Soggies back in the 80s, remember that? No, just this old man? All right. Let me tell you the lore of Captain Crunch.
Dude, that is some fucking bullshit, by the way. Like you eat that and you're just in pain for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, but it's good. It's your mouth's all, delicious. Just the roof of your mouth is all like, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm gonna go out of the holster. First thought, I'm gonna go Captain Crunch, and it's in squares. That's like, it's got the I mean, why not just fractals, just shards of cereal that you fucking
right.
just it's in the just in the shape of just thorns and shit for your mouth. But yeah, that's there's a fucking metal cereal. Just the crown of thorns,
crown of thorns,
sugar thorns. Eat them up or don't. Fuck you.
It's just little crowns of thorns and occasionally marshmallows in the shape of Jesus's head. Floating in the fucking milk, and then they're cherry flavored, so it turns the milk red while you're eating it. So then after you get done, you get to drink some of the fucking blood of Christ. It's fucking great. Crown of Thorns cereal.
It comes with a mini shroud to wipe your mouth with.
Yeah, the shroud. Yeah,
little shroud.
When you do this with it, you can take it away. And it's got your face on it. Oh, like fucking silly putty.
Make your own funny face on the shroud of Turin.
The shroud of Turin.
Okay, that was
in every box of Crown of Thorns. We guarantee Captain Crunch will feel like eating a pillow after drinking.
Turns your milk into wine.
Yeah. Oh no, every fucking Jesus head has a little dollop of fucking shitty wine in the middle of it.
Little marshmallow hands with holes in the middle. Yeah. No, okay.
Eucharist cereal.
That's all it is communion wafers.
Communion wafers. Fucking in a fucking
And fish shapes.
Yeah. In fish shapes.
Okay. Enough stalling, Dan.
Yeah, I wasn't stalling.
Fucking cheating ass.
I'm actually trying to decide between two. I think I'm going to go with Lucky Charms.
Okay.
I think, first of all, it's got a bunch of pagan symbols in it. That's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
It's all like stars and clovers and all other kinds of shit you can cast spells with. But also, the fucking mascot for Lucky Charms is a drunken Irishman, and that's pretty dope. And they're like, I'm driving Lucky Charms. Like, he can't even talk right. Even in the cartoon, he's like half shit-faced the entire time. Like, come on, kids, eat me cereal. It's like, what the fuck?
It's just him puking a rainbow into a bowl.
Like,
That's me puking in Irish, by the way.
He pulls up in a van. Come on in. I got a Lucky Charm for you. I call my dick Pot of Gold.
If I had a backup, I'd go Trix.
Yeah.
Because there's a junkie rabbit that never gets to have him and kids that just torture him for perpetually. Each box is his own hell. Like, he's just, do you want it? Fuck you. You can never taste the sweet cereal you crave. You walk endlessly through this desert on bloody feet stumps and you will never have the Trix.
Because Trix are for kids.
Just like, and like, just kids and eating a mountain of it. Just, oh, it keeps spilling out of their mouth. But none of it ever reaches the rabbit. Just fucking.
That's true. That's a good one.
The rabbit's just like, where am I? Why does it keep happening?
This is my personal hell. But also, what fucking rabbit wants flavored bullshit? Like, it should be carrots. I killed it right there, didn't I? Mine. Yeah, I John-o'd the shit out of that part right there. That was mean. My backup is shredded wheat. First of all, it has the word shredded in it. That's pretty dope. And it's just little bales of fucking wheat wire. If you don't eat it quick enough, it turns to mush. But if you eat it fast enough, it just jabs you in the face. Like, it causes pain or nausea. Either way, it's like a shitty, shitty. It's the worst fucking cereal, right? Like, has anybody ever ate that fucking filth?
Yeah. You ever eat shredded wheat and just pretend you're a giant horse? Anybody? Or is that just me? As a kid. I'm like, a whole bale at a time for this one. Dude, I was doing it as a kid.
No one has ever ate a Triscuit and thought, you know what did this go great with? Milk. That's fucking disgusting. There was one other. I just thought of another one that's pretty good, too.
I for honorable mention, I'd like to go Grape Nuts. Because it tastes like penance. It tastes like you're paying for a crime you've committed with each bite. It's like, I deserve this. I deserve this for what I did.
And every box is a lie because grapes don't have fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's just like...
There's no grape nut. There's no nut.
Yeah.
You don't eat grape seeds. You'll fucking... They're poisonous. You're not supposed to eat those.
Yeah. There's each bite is just like... Yeah, you might as well just be lashing your tongue with a fucking whip. Just like, I know. Okay. Well, it wasn't funny, but I stand by it.
I've decided that that's the hill I'm dying on. Grape Nuts Mountain.
All right. How are we doing on time?
Close. iTunes stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so guys, we'd like you to invite you, if you ever want to, like, to go on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, just leave a nice comment, like, I was awake the whole time, something like that, you know? But then we've been doing this thing where we want you to try to write the most horrible thing you can possibly think of in the comments, because who gives a fuck? And plus, it'd be funny if there was somebody's like, oh, I heard about this podcast, and then you keep going through it, and it's all like, proud sponsor of NAMBLA. Why is this in... What the fuck is this podcast about? Or just, it makes my heart sing, you know, like I'm just, you know, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like, you know, 5 stars, really great podcast, really enjoy it. Little known fact, no nerve endings inside of the rectum, so you can fuck yourself with a knife. It feels just fine.
At 5 stars, 5 stars, great podcast, I learned to love again. Hey, a lot of good cannibal crockpot recipes this week.
5 stars, really great podcast. Never heard anyone talk so wonderfully about a dead baby before in my life.
Glowing reviews. 5 stars, great podcast. Perfect podcast to trim your toenails to. That's where I lose everybody. Is that the toenails?
Toenails.
finally, a pro North Korea podcast.
5 stars, really great podcast. I did not know that's what Trump's jizz tasted like.
5 stars, super cool podcast. Help me, oh my god, my son just drank bleach. Is this 911? I'm confused. Or something like that.
5 stars, really great podcast. You know what? Turns out leukemia, pretty fucking dope.
Now I get all the drugs I want. Yeah, so go on iTunes, do that. It would make me so happy just sometime in the future where no matter how far down the comments they go, they're more and more mystified by whatever they're reading.
I want it to be 5 stars and then look like every YouTube comment fucking thread you've ever seen. It's below. Like, women are bullshit. Like, shit. Just fucking awful things. Like that.
Yeah. So, but that's, I think, is that everything?
No, let's do one more.
Let's do one more. Okay.
You got something else?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 5 stars, great podcast. A lot of cool cocktail recipes to make in your asshole. It was the 5th one. Give me a little bit of slack. The 5th one.
I meant another topic.
Oh.
I don't have any more. I don't know.
Again, your specificity.
Really great podcast. You know what? The con was made out of baby seal skin. Pretty good.
See, this is why I after 3 each. I think we should. Okay, yeah. We have another topic. Silence. Most metal silence. No, what? Just anything.
Most of transportation.
Most metal form of transportation.
All right.
3. Thank God.
17. I'm going to go with jetpack. You didn't say either valid or used regularly. So that is a form of transportation. We actually have them. Jetpack for sure. Like, what the fuck? You get to strap a rocket to your back and then launch yourself recklessly into space? Sounds fucking awesome.
Please, whatever you do, make sure the jets are right near my ass. That's exactly where I want those to be. Okay, I think I got that beat. In World War II,
oh, no.
the earliest form of torpedo had a human being strapped to the top of it. I'm not even fucking kidding. You can see the specs for it. There's a human. It looks like a missile that flows in the water with two, like, just motorcycle handles on the top. And how fucking hilarious is that? There's just a guy with goggles going, like, through the water. And it has to leap off before it hits a ship. That is fucking metal as all hell.
I think my backup is going to be Saddled Bear.
Okay.
Because that's happened at least once in human history. Somebody just rode a bear into a fight. Like, ooh. That's... I don't give a fuck.
You're like, it doesn't matter if I have no evidence or... No. Okay. Most metal, transportation, backup. What do I...
Oh, the teleportation device from the fly. Anyway, I'm just...
Okay.
You turned into an insect.
I've seen the fly. Come on. It's called the fly. What do you think happens?
It could have been something different.
It's true. Well, anyway, Rennie, thank you for coming. I'm not going to do a backup. I don't give a shit. I like to go out on a lull. That's my favorite way to end a show.
Every podcast should end in a fucking dark pit of despair.
I like to end with just a long sigh. Anybody else like to just... We're done. That's how I come. As okay. Yeah. And you're welcome. So anyway, guys, thank you for sticking around and continuing to stick around when we realize that we're trapped here and we're going to in the Shining Motel and it's going to be good. But yeah, thank you. That was What's More Metal with my host, Dan Weber. One more time for Dan Weber. Randall Lawrence up in the booth.
Give it up for Dave Mascaro.
David Mascaro here.
River City Podcast Federation.